Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now.
Bringing duggers where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing duggers where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correct shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This is KRR, bitch, we be worldwide. We ain't going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, always for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. They don't see this girl, they're throwing pins, cause horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more, and it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through rainstorm, flashing covers, dropping long term. I'm doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on it. It's like a fucking repercussions, wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit. Wicked wishes over the witches, how the fuck? We be living here at top of the man, with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from my jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a herbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Talking to ride a radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hatin' bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringin' doggers where I go, I'm speakin' for the wickedness. I'm flippin' bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eatin' off your dick. We twistin' in sadistic motherfuckin', now we spin the shit. Bringin' doggers where I go, I'm speakin' for the wickedness. I'm flippin' bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eatin' off your dick. Twistin' in sadistic motherfuckin', now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Whoop, whoop. Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Gil G. Be joining us, I don't know when, whenever. I said we go to track, as we usually do. So here we go, Dark Lotus. Follow the leader.
Everything that you emulate. When I drop rhymes, I'm just away.
My spit burns flesh like pepper spray. Your scalp and your skull will separate. The opaque brotherhood, five all-time greats. Follow the leaders, you can fit in. Don't dabble with black magic, it ain't pretend. Put your Ouija away, you don't know what to do. There's a lot of evil on the other side, walking through.
They all are so far behind.
You can't duplicate one of a kind.
We're so ahead of our time.
Follow our lead into the spiral.
Ahead of our time.
Follow our lead into the spiral.
Ahead of our time.
Follow our lead into the spiral.
Between us and them, we leave y'all following. Cause y'all know that y'all fake like some collagen. Come again, poison I be swallowing. Becoming immune because we building up a tolerance. No apologies, we meant that shit. Dark Lord is representing, protecting the blueprint. So if you follow, I'ma lead you astray. And hope you copycat die every time the song plays.
They all are so far.
Hours for Old City Sections 5 through 17. Your leader has announced the crackdown.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the outrageous, our music without limelight.
The guitarist without stages, I'm a Hell's Angel. Without the Harley Davidson, You a Golden State Warrior without Anton Jameson. I'm your last laugh without a punchline. I'm a fist fight in your high school halls at lunchtime. I'm dangerous like car wrecks without that drunk driver. I'm that island that traps you and votes you off like Survivor. I'm a guyver without a red switchblade. I'm man-made graffiti on the walls without the aerosol spray. I'm a 30-second delay without the time limit. I'm a shark infested ocean, I dare you to dive in it. I'm that gold chain ready to be snatched from your neck. I'm that AIDS virus when you don't practice safe sex. I'm that hole in your latex that made your whole world crack.
I'm Waco, Texas. I'm a 13-year-old kid stealing your Lexus. I'm a trilogy without the second and third sequels. I'm a crash test dummy without the smashed up vehicle. I'm everything you dream of. I'm life without death. I'm a respirator holding on to your last breath. I'm Bill Gates' Microsoft without Silicon Valley. I'm a natural-born killer without Mickey and Mallory. You're a chair being thrown around at a Bobby Knight practice. I'm a cross between rival gangs and celebrity death matches. I attack this like pythons. I'm a living icon. You want a city apocalypse? Then turn my mic on.
Nobody back off. Yes, your hands up. Nobody can do it.
Let's get it on like this. One, two, one, two. I'm a drug infested, lost, and I'm taking it, dominant. One, two, one, two. the record bins, drawn to the other side, greedy eyes, evil bones. Took advantage and managed to mismanage his way to the top of the financial dichotomy all alone. Stealing from his own partnership, digging channels out the main money vein and taking chunks of cash home. Pissing off the artists on the label, working hard to put the food up on the table, you can hear it in my tone. Feeling like the man sifting through the sand with his sticky hands, he began to rip them off even more. And since the music sales went from physical to digital, he felt the need to ramp it up and rape them to the core. I don't understand why the fuck he done it, why the fuck he kept us from the knowledge, kept us from the income door. Knowing good and well he had us, what matters is what we do about it now. Here he comes again yelling.
Trust everybody, it's a robbery. Keep your head down, don't bother me. Give me all of your money and your jewelry. Right now, every day, get involved and hands off. Everybody, it's a robbery. Keep your face down, don't bother me. Give me all of your money and your jewelry. Right now, every day, get it up and let it go.
It wasn't enough to take the iTunes, YouTube, licensing, everything, royalty and publishing. He then went further in, wiring large amounts of loot to Switzerland, buying everything, then threw a mansion in, and never even stopped to give a damn about the artists, the ones that make the music out of any work the hardest, the ones that put their life up on the line on tour and keep it grinding. I'm seeing clear water bottom, some we finding, but this wobble wobble not only upon the guilty. He steal from us once, not good, twice shifty, five times equal one word in that beat. This hail's on your tail, bruh, you picked the wrong battle. Motherfucker, what made you think that you could further pillage? We're clogging up the sites and standing up for the village. No more, give us back what you stole, and let it be a lesson to the industry mold. So put your hands up,
everybody, it's a robbery. Keep your face down, don't bother me. Give me all of your money and your jewelry.
And we are back. Nobody up in the room, but it's official. The Shield is dead. No. It's going to the night.
Oh, need me.
Yes, Captain.
Status?
Completed.
Your mission was to land on the dirt ball and explore it thoroughly. You were to monitor the activities of a common life on the dirt ball and study people's lifestyles, their general habits of living in their strange society.
Yes.
Have you done that, Galacto Inspector?
Yes, I have, Captain.
Very well. May we have your report?
A strange place this dirt ball is. A lot of guns, a lot of people folks spitting our bars, a lot of hoodlums. The bombs that are really pissed off.
Why?
Probably because they've been ripped off by the system.
Oh.
They ride around in little cars and throw fuck behind bars like little cars. They're supposed to be there just to serve and protect, but they just punch faces and rot and choke necks. Then they got the higher ups they call justice.
Why?
And they rule the land. This I don't understand. First of all, I like to dress this bitch up in the road. On top of all that,
what?
He was a kid, but that shit was like 400 years ago. Captain.
Yes, Galacto?
I just don't know. And the kid that was going to jail.
Yeah.
He looked me dead in the face and said,
hell.
Then my cloaking device must have went dead.
Why?
Cause the old ass judge looked at me and said,
Professor Data, my transmission signal is weak and my communication is shattered. We came in contact with several different specimens alive.
Everything has got a price, even if it's wrong or right. Upon sight, people judge and stereotype. Their forms of government and religion are glorified.
Purified as the waters that are now polluted. Members of the flock recruited for duty, locked up or instituted.
This is Dr. Data, our face with the planet to see how they medicate her. She's high off that thing. Depending how you swing, you can get most anything from a nickel bag of wings to a loosely worth a cane.
Maintain communication, data here again. Their leader is determined by the vote of many men. Although he's only human and slightly overweight, he controls and manipulates their whole United States.
I called to the White Cap, Secret Service on the phone giving me a half. He said the information I requested was denied. Before he hung up the phone, he took a deep breath, stopped and replied. I'm getting saved by some fat rednecks in white hoods. I think they're trying to kill me.
Well, what do you mean?
It seems they got a problem with the fact that I'm free. I guess I'm a dirt ball, they all hate each other. If it ain't where you're from, it's your skin color. Let me get my face a try now. Hold up.
What was that?
I smoked them. But what really fucking turns my tentacles is the relationship. They swell each other's lips. I see men that ain't shit in their daily life. So they come home drunk and beat their wife. She forgives him when he says he didn't mean it. You ask me, they can both suck my titty lip. I give up, Captain. Beat me back to Zumba movie. Oh, another thing, they love to watch horror movies. But you're not allowed to be scary on a CD. They try to ban this one group, ICP. I went and seen him in concert. Jay grabbed me by the head. And then he took his microphone and he said,
this is our world. This is our world. This is our world. This is our world. This is our world.
And we are back.
How much will you do it for?
$100
each. No,
$100. Let's see.
Do you know how much painful that's going to be?
Tech 9.
But that might cost some hair. Looking for the love potion, we coping, but I can tell that we about to hit a wave to the grave. Listen, nothing fair. Cause you wanna have a baby in the face, I do not seem well.
I feel I'm in the way for the brighter day to save her. Save her.
How can I say when I know that she deserves it? What is my purpose? Just a sexual service, but after I'm nervous. Never ending saga that I'm already a father. Before I'm left in the agua, I'm saying you gotta
gotta sail up. I'm sailing away from your shelter.
Thinking that I should run. For her to live a better life, be the wife living with someone. I don't ever wanna lose her, but truly it got me spun. What if I am not the dude for you? Then I'll just then come. And I'm feeling lifeless, cause I want you happy, you telling me that you like this. I don't wanna leave ya, but I'm a believer. If a woman's in need, to find someone to appease her.
Stop, stop, feel up. I'm sailing away from your shelter.
Back with another
sadistic and twisted installment of sickness and lyrical snuff. Sawing the X off the chains on her necks, just letting them know that we like playing rough. Playing with matches and salts on the fire and bopping a shake and a fuck with your head. Making you wanna dismember and torture, making you wanna have sex with the dead. And if you're easily offended, we'll say fuck you. Even nice to watch you dying, dangling on a hook. With a motherfucking baseball bat up your ass as your body turns blue. For the fun of it, for the fuck of it, what your life get took. Yo, scum up in this bitch, leave your body face out in the ditch. Give it a gun to your kid and some drugs to consume, dropping him off at a school for a lesson to teach. Better blast everyone, look at them shots with the run. Got a mess of bubblegum, so to greet ya. Warm, sticking into rage, urgent and videotaped. I'm responsible because I'm huffing teacher. So fuck you feelings, fuck everything you love and stand. Follow as I go and kick in your dough, then hit the floor, be dead and fed. Mad as fuck, I'ma grab your baby out the crib, but it ain't so quick. Then I'ma smash it against the wall when the brain goes flat, then it makes you sick.
Feel the fire and the flame and the flame. Spirits rise from the dead when I decapitate. Beautiful. fire and the flame and the flavor. Spirits rise from the dead when I decapitate. Demons is loaded, demons is loaded. Bodies on the crucifix, bodies on the crucifix. Feel the fire and the flame and the flavor. Spirits rise from the dead when I decapitate. Demons is loaded, demons is loaded. Bodies on the crucifix, bodies on the crucifix. Feel the fire and the flame and the flavor. Spirits rise from the dead when I decapitate.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends, but, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuck. She's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get whipped up and take your picture. My homeboy tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump of smooth skin. You say you want to get in my bins? Well, use me, because you ain't that average groupie. I've seen her dancing to hell with romance, and she's sweat, wet. Got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines and flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him less. She got a pack much back. So fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah.
If your girlfriend got your butt,
hell yeah.
Shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it.
Shake that healthy butt. Baby got bad. Here's my scandal. I wanna get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. Mix a lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Knock me bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters. I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn, baby got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies, ladies, do you wanna roll my Mercedes? Turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got to shout. Baby got back. Baby got back.
Yeah, baby. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3".
So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda. Motor in the back of her Honda. My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers want to play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold, so they toss it and leave it, and I pull up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that, cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking, and I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazine. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a fist, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, cause his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him, and I pull up quick to get with him. So ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X throwdown, dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back.
Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back.
find you, baby. Small ones, fucking come on. Look at you, girl. Fuck, let me scroll down here. Pictures. Hit the pictures. Let's see what you're working with. Oh, shit. I'm about to crop this one and tag it for myself. I'm going to make a photo of this one. You're going to be my slave. You're my slave, bitch.
As I venture deep into the world of killers and psychos, my paranoia grows every time I do new shows. I'm saying, who knows, you gotta see it through my eyes. Compliments from guys giving me that look all night. And it's alright, I understand that this is part of it. But I notice this one guy on some whole other shit. Every out-of-state event, I catch his eyes on me. It's like a creepy loyalty, but I can't let it bother me. I can't believe he follows me, I know his interest is growing. Cause some homies had some pictures that they needed to show me. What was that, me? Where the fuck did this come from? With an novel of a letter closing with I love you, small one. It's all good, this is just a fan, right? I mean, I should be flattered by this fucking man, right? I play it up, but in my mind, it just seems kinda weird. Appreciation and the love is turning into fear.
I wanna love you, I wanna meet you. I don't wanna leave you, I just wanna keep you. Locked in my basement, gagging to take you. I will forsake you, the video take you. I wanna love you, I wanna meet you. I don't wanna leave you, I wanna keep you. Locked in my basement, I don't wanna kill you. I just wanna rape you, video take you. Dear Smalls, it's me, your biggest fan. Remember me from the show last week, the business man. Remember I shook your hand, I almost came in my band. Thought it creeped you out when I told you about the rented band that I sold just to come to the show, to feast my eyes on you, seeing those eyes on you. Believe me, I want you, eagerly I haunt you. Stalk, you know your residence, I followed you home ever since. Sent you little gifts, like Polaroid flicks of you naked in the shower. Taking little trips to the studio, believe me, I'm shocked you hadn't noticed that I'm right around the corner. Igniting my aroma, tonight you're gonna forever be my girlfriend. Love you with a passion of rage, make you my slave, little girlfriend. Your biggest fan has come to find you, by the time you reach this letter, I'll be standing right behind you. I wanna love you, I wanna meet you. I don't wanna leave you, I just wanna keep you. Locked in my basement, gagging to take you. I will forget you, the video take you. I wanna love you, I wanna meet you. I don't wanna leave you, I wanna keep you. Locked in my basement, I don't wanna kill you. I just wanna rape you, video take you.
It's becoming obvious this man is obsessive. I'm guessing it is him that's leaving me perverted messages. No one wants to hear it, nobody believes me. I can't help but be scared when he says that he needs me. His messages and texts are as aggressive as it gets. I wonder what's next, now he's possessive at events, preventing my friends and the fans from approaching. Hyperventilating with a look like he would choke me. It's whatever, I can't let this consume me. A groupie's a groupie and I'm only here to do me. So I'ma go home and just try to forget this. Strive to forget him and hide in my prison. Something's not right, I'm not alone inside my house. All the lights are on and there's a rose on my couch. On the note I wrote, please return to sender. Then I blow to the dome and that's all I remember.
I wanna love you, I wanna meet you. I don't wanna leave you, I just wanna keep you. Locked in my basement, gagging to take you. I will forget you, the video take you. I wanna love you, I wanna meet you. I don't wanna leave you, I wanna keep you. Locked in my basement, I don't wanna kill you. I just wanna rape you, video take you.
Himmelheim!
You know they say it's all will come from the bottom, right? They swear you can't see the top! But no contrary! When that momentum get in you, it's hard to slow a real nigga down! He go by the name of Stevie Stone!
Well, I'm back, moment of extension. I straddle your opposition. They playing me, huh? They playing. Now I'll be ripping. Motherfucker wanna cheer in the bullet's head and feel the tears in the hip. Cause I'm loud and abrupt, I'm loud and abrupt. When I speak, the crowd's shaking. them to skip the strangers go home.
I'm on it.
Godzilla can hear me around the corner.
I'm on it.
I'm an animal, vicious, you know I wanna.
I'm on it.
Some fire Tony, bad bitches sipping Corona. Unleash, elite figure. In the middle of the 5-7 triple. Ha, him that nigga. 30,000 more men worthy. Make a nigga wanna serve him. I'm worthy with freedom. Ha, ha, I'm out of wild. I break 3,000. Inertia, nigga. No gravity around. I'm pushing on him. The money count. A fire on the scene. Brain on water fountain. Step top, I pray. Momentum,
I'm on it.
If I see it, I want it, I go and get it.
I'm on it.
If you're looking for competition, come get it.
I'm on it.
Rolling stone, keep rolling and rolling on.
I'm on it.
Momentum,
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 momentum,
I'm on it.
Momentum,
momentum,
I'm on it.
You know I'm on it. Nina told me to get 'em. Coming from rock bottom, throwing the pole building. I get the buck and they stress and they catch a feeling. Superstar in the making, guess I'm made in the million.
I'm on it.
Different with Casa, we wander and cause a ruckus.
I'm on it.
Too many fingers, I'm hollering, screaming. Fuck it, you prime, you can't touch it. Prime, you best tuck it. I follow dollar lines, I'm mindless, toy lucky. Coupine and I suck it. Find the cold getter. A ball with a cold friend, country ass nigga.
Running back, oh, running back,
who running back?
All out of outer space and coming back.
Ha, ha, I'm out of wild. I break 3,000. Inertia, nigga. No gravity around. I'm pushing on them. The money count. A fire on the scene. Brain on water fountain. Step top, I pray. Momentum,
I'm on it.
If I see it, I want it. I go and get it.
I'm on it.
If you're looking for competition, come get it.
I'm on it.
Rolling stone, keep rolling and rolling on.
I'm on it.
Momentum,
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 I'm on it.
Momentum,
momentum,
I'm on it.
And we're back. What's going on, Ghetto?
What's going on?
How much? Waiting for fucking Cena to turn heel. That's never going to happen.
Waiting for Cena to turn heel. Well, the only reason that's never going to happen is for the fact that if he does turn into the bad guy, then a lot of people ain't going to know how to take it. And they're going to lose a lot of fans.
Well, yeah.
See, man, with this shit playing right now, man, what happened to all these good wrestlers?
Yeah, right?
Like, where the hell is Ultimo Dragon? Where the fuck is Juventud Guerrero? Where the fuck is, Rey Mysterio always gets injured.
Yeah, true.
The fuck is that? Why did... Is that Kevin Nash jumping in a fucking pool? What was that?
you gotta... Well, the fact that she did a point, that's probably the funniest thing she has said all in his entire career.
You've had surgeries...
Yeah, and I think, he was about to say, that's put her out of business until, she interrupted.
So did you see the end, though?
Yeah, the Shield is dead.
Yeah, that was quite shocking, but it's about fucking time.
Hell yeah. Oh, man, it's like, holy shit. The way it all happened was, I mean, honestly, I wasn't really expecting for Rollins to betray him. Maybe more like Ambrose. Because it seemed like something that Ambrose would have done.
I don't know, I was kind of expecting to see a match.
Yeah, except then we saw a fucking decimation of fucking Reigns and Ambrose by the hands of Rollins.
I was kind of wondering why he's grabbing chairs and didn't give one to Ambrose.
Yeah, but he saw that. Like, he grabbed two chairs, put one down, and he kept one. No one else got any.
Yeah. But then, bam, there you go. Fucking killed him.
Yeah. This is done.
Well, hell yeah, man. I actually like that dude, though. But fuck the other two. And how many damn people could do the same fucking finishing move?
That's true.
Let's see. Dean Ambrose, Adam Rose, and Curtis Axel. They all do the same fucking move.
Yeah, that's very true. Roman Reigns, Batista, Goldberg, Edge.
Man, we'll be here forever. You start naming everybody that does the spear.
Caitlin.
But apparently somebody pointed out that there was a strange music logo in the pay-per-view last night. There was a sign out in the crowd.
I didn't even see it.
I must have missed it too. It was during whenever Stephanie was out there talking.
Yeah. But if I'm getting... How many times have we had to see Batista quit? How many times?
Yeah, I didn't see the beginning, and then they showed that again. He's like, I quit. I was like, I quit again.
I mean, come on, let's face it, bud. He couldn't beat Cena. He whined and quit. He's not getting what he wanted. He whines and quits. I'm seeing a pattern here.
What exactly is he supposed to get, though?
Apparently, he thinks he's supposed to get a WWE title shot because he won the Royal Rumble.
He got a title shot.
Oh, he thinks it's supposed to be a one-on-one match.
Well, that's what it was supposed to be until Triple H decided to, you know, get involved in the match.
That's like fucking Angel up in the room. He's the same thing every single fucking night. Rice.
He's Puerto Rican. What do you want?
Yeah, it's funny. I asked him, what's with you on Rice? He goes, it's a Rican thing. Motherfucker, I'm Sicilian. I'm Italian. You don't see me eating pasta every single night.
Well, no.
I mean, yes, you're Puerto Rican. But change your shit up sometimes. No, don't just stick with just the rice.
Jeez, man, maybe that's all he got. Damn.
And he's got fucking eggs, and he pulled out eggs out from his fucking microwave as well today.
Man, he got a lot of that, too.
I just don't get it. So, who do you think is going to win the stretcher match?
Man, she announced that match. I was like, not again.
She said
he could either have a title match or they could have a Money in the Bank ladder match for the championship. I was like, just do that instead.
Yeah, that's funny because the fact that they go when she goes for the vacant WWE title shot, WWE title.
Much rather see that fucking match than Daniel Bryan versus Kane again.
Yeah, but my question is for that: what the fuck are you gonna have hanging above the ring if you ain't got the title?
The belt, obviously.
Yeah, but if they don't have the belt, I don't know. What the hell are they going to hang up over there?
Well, that's why you get the belts back first.
Yeah, if they get them back.
But yeah, I'd much rather see that at the pay-per-view. Yes. Do that, Stephanie.
Unfortunately, we're going to end up seeing fucking Del Rio in the fucking match.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? Quit putting him in matches.
Yeah.
I'm tired of that shit.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to see Ziggler in that match either, but I'd rather see Ziggler over fucking Del Rio.
Send him back. Send him over to fucking Angel's house.
What the fuck's that going to do?
He'll be in Puerto Rico. Well, far away from here.
Yeah, but I don't think Angel wants any Mexicans in his house.
He can have them in the kitchen, cooking them up some food.
Yeah, and food that doesn't need to be in a fucking microwave.
He can make you tacos.
Yeah, about your rice and beans.
Yeah, you can put those on a taco.
But no, I would put him on a taco.
Probably does. That's probably how he eats them. Why are we talking about him anyway? Anyway.
I don't know. But now he's crying because we said we're going to send him a Mexican.
I'm going to send you a whole fucking truckload. I'm going to send you the whole van full of Mexicans that was at Walmart once.
Man, how about this? I'll send you every single Mexican that lives in my fucking city.
Well, damn.
And you can keep them there for good. You can see there, I start fucking slapping the fucking rice and beans out of them.
That's pro- probably what would fall out instead of blood.
Yeah, they don't bleed blood. They bleed rice and beans.
What kind of sauces do they like?
probably fucking hot as a motherfucker.
There you go. He bleeds hot sauce. Hot sauce and rice and beans.
They come on, half these motherfuckers probably don't even have a goddamn fucking work visa or a fucking green card.
Oh, here we go with your fucking green card conversation again. Victoria's not here. We don't have to talk about this anymore.
But I say we go on a track real quick because I'm going to go get my fucking medicine on and go watch some
medicine dishes. On? It sounds like you're fucking making food. Hey, look. Look, here's Ambrose dead. Ambrose dead again.
Yeah,
all right, what are we
going
to listen to?
I thought 12 by ICP.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And we're back.
Yep.
I gotta track down a track that Boogeyman wants to hear.
I don't give a shit what Boogeyman wants to hear. Boogeyman, you can't get your song unless you call in.
Oh, I probably don't even have the song anyway.
But that explains why we didn't see Paige tonight.
Why?
She was on the fucking Raw pre-show, wrestling Cameron for Superstars.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I didn't see that part.
You it was on the Raw guess? Pre-show.
Oh, I missed the Raw pre-show.
Which would explain why we had to put up with, like, an hour worth of nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Goldust and Sin Cara.
Man, who need Cara, motherfucker, get it right.
Fucking Del Rio and Ziggler.
Yeah, two horrible motherfuckers.
Fucking Rusev Ceremony bullshit. What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
They've officially run out of things to do. So now we have to praise Russia, apparently.
There.
Okay. And why are you playing that song exactly?
That's the song he wants to hear.
Oh. Well, there, he heard it.
Yeah. So I ain't got it on my computer. I don't have still doubt it on my computer.
What's the name of that song?
Welcome to the Gathering.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't have that song on my computer.
That's off of what? Still Doubting.
Yep.
Yeah, I got that.
I found Doug Gavin was by Dayton Family and ICP.
Yeah, there's that song too.
Because the way he put it was, can you play The Gathering? So I wasn't sure if he wanted a little white Dayton Family.
You kind of have to contact them if you want to play The Gathering.
Angel, how's that your little rice and beans over there? You shitting up a storm yet? Oh, that's right, you're Puerto Rican. You're immune to that shit.
Man, that was like somebody posted up the weather. It was 121 degrees.
Oh, fuck.
And they loved it. Like, really? That's fucking hot.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Let's open the door, you dope.
Yeah, Angel, open the fucking door.
I'm talking to my cat. Get away from my cigarettes. You have a bad habit of eating cigarettes.
What?
It's true. This guy has a habit of eating cigarettes.
Why?
I don't know. All I know is that when my cousin had her, she got up onto the table one day. Would you like to go underneath my blanket? Here. Not even cold, but go under. But, yeah, no, like, and, she got up under the table, and literally fucking took a cigarette out of the ashtray and started eating the fucking cigarette.
Well, that's not good.
You know what I mean? All you gotta do is open the door, you can go out. See? All you gotta do is open the door. See? Door's open. You can just go back. And you're trying to open the door anyways. Actually, running from my fucking chair. Fucking nutcase.
Running from your chair?
To my chair. I got like a computer chair in my room. You know, I don't use it.
But you don't use it. Well, why the hell not?
Why do I need a chair when I gotta sit on my bed and use my laptop? But anyways, for Boogeyman, Little White, Lord Infamous, and Liquid Assassin, welcome to the gathering.
Yeah!
It's your boy Lil White.
We are at the gathering of the Juggalos. If y'all ready to get high, if y'all ready to get drunk, and fucked up,
it with me.
Follow me.
Woo woo.
Body and doing the dougie. All of the gathering maniacs slowly go overdose until the anthem was lovely. Coring the juggalos, we'll race the duo. I know Sparker Dawson faint throw the widow. Every replacement that goes, they got pills in the powder, the double DJ juggle hoes. I'm faster, sipping on Shasta, crossing the ICP, that's a disaster. Murderer master, painted faces of all races, ready to smash it. Ain't no class reform and tricks, this ain't no David Copperfield shit. But we can make your bitch disappear, her panties found in the mosh pit. Amphetamines and by bitch, you will stay till I got my own Delilah drip. Woo, woo, I got two, I'm taking a mega wheel. Futuristic, rowdy, bounty, Honda, Crow, boy, he. When you hear the bang, get out the way, I spray with ICP.
Woo, 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 woo.
To get up on stage, sit and rap on the form and no hating, chillin' with the fans that be moving and moshin' the greatest. Party out of a town, come together, reform an invasion.
Hey!
Just spit it, they endless rippin' and bring it, deliver lyrics ridiculous, I'm lyrically paying pictures with me and Lil Wiggle, I'm fizzling, niggas sick of bitch. Gathering my ritual, killing the real lyricist. Crashing the rapper, matter of fact, I'm a snapper. I'm an attack like an automatic, just clapping a stack on my stature. Killing for the fans that are running for partying after. Got no time for haters, I'm headed to hardly a factor.
Later, go!
Every minute that I rock the show, only time of the year that I got to go. Gathering liquid assassin, reppin' it for a two. Can't wait to hit the stage for fans that go.
Woo, woo.
we're back.
Why is it so quiet?
I don't know. Apparently Barack Obama's trying to hate on drug lords.
Okay. And why is that?
I don't know. Some dude he called himself Barack and your mama. The picture of Barack Obama with a mustache that posted in the official Juggalo Facebook group. Laughing my ass off. Juggalos are a bunch of faggots. What the fuck is this shit?
Ooh! We got somebody that's creative.
Yeah, right? And I'm wondering if I should just be an asshole toward fucking Tommy DeBoard. You know, that dumbass that's always posted on people's pages. Add me! I'm blocked! I'm wondering if I should just be an asshole towards them.
Might as well.
I'm sure that nobody wants to be his fucking friend. He's a moron. He's a fucking faggot too. Come on, man, for fuck's sake. He can't even add people. He can't even fucking hit on somebody. And he thinks he's Asian.
Did you say he's Asian?
I said he thinks he's Asian.
Ain't it a white dude?
Yeah. If you look at one of his pictures, he's got like two, three Asians and a couple, and two Mexicans. And he's,
okay.
He's the only white fucker there.
Right. Oh, look, we have to see the entrance of Michael Cole.
I blame Angel.
I blame him, too. And look, there's JBL dancing.
He's twerking!
Well, that was definitely not twerking.
Man, I had to say it just for JBL. He always thinks the fucking bull is twerking. Where did I put my lighter at?
Your cat took it.
And I want to get first.
See, man, this Raw pre-show pretty much shows you everything when you actually go to a live event.
Yeah, see, now you don't need to go to a live event. You can just watch the pre-show.
So I'm saying, if you were to buy a ticket to a live event like Raw or some shit, man, this is what they do before the actual event comes on. They film for superstars.
Yeah, I'm sure it doesn't exist on TV anymore.
But it's on the network.
Yeah, I don't bother watching it, though.
But there's going to be a rematch for the IC title tomorrow for on main event.
Oh, joy. And RVD's going to lose there, too.
Well, yeah, that's probably the case. Why they're having the match, I don't know. I guess they really love fucking rematches.
I think they do. But that's all we ever see up on there is rematches. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. But I don't know, man. This damn pre-show and the backstage pass, man, they do a whole lot of talking. That's it.
Yeah, they do.
Like, at the end there, man, it was just Booker T going nuts and shit. Say, man, he got this big-ass check. That's why he did it. It's like nobody stays together forever. It's happened to everybody. Shit even happened to me and Harlem Heat and my brother.
Yeah, it happened to you when you were with fucking, the Misfits in Action.
Who?
Misfits in Action. They were fucking stable like in WCW. And this was actually, you know, when Chavo Guerrero was actually good at wrestling.
Who the hell was in that?
It was Hugh Morris, Booker T, back when he was going by G.I. I ain't saying it. Van Hammer, NWO Girl, Tylene, Chavo Guerrero, The Wall, and Lash Relux. And they all went by fucking military names. Like, Captain Slash General Hugh G. Reaction. G.I.
I think I kind of remember that.
Private Slash Major Stash, Major Guns. Trouble Girl was Lieutenant Loco.
I remember
Loco.
Major Guns. Ain't that like some blonde-haired chick?
Yep. The Wall was Sergeant AWOL. And then Lash was Corporal Cajun.
Corporal Cajun?
Yep. And, Angel, what the fuck are you talking about? Welcome to my world, bitch. We don't know what you're talking about. But I think we need some Irish music going up on here.
No.
I said we go with some Occam's Razor. Doc Stewart.
Now my name is Jock Stewart, I'm a canny, a man, and a roving young fellow I've been. So be easy and free when you're drinking with me, I'm a man you don't meet every day. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
And we're back to watching Cena get his ass killed by Kane.
Another pointless match.
Pretty much.
Oh my god, I can't lift it up the steps. Not only did he lift him up, he threw him. Really? Where the fuck were you at last night?
Yeah, right.
Where were you at when he threw him out of the ring into the fucking Bray Wyatt's face?
They weren't paying attention.
Like, that was at least entertaining. But that part right there was just lame. Oh my god, I don't think he could lift his steps. Fucking this up the Big Show, this up Mark Henry. I don't think he can lift up those steps.
Man, he picked up fucking Big Daddy V.
Nah, he picked him up. When the fuck was that?
Yeah. Like a few years ago, like back when like the WWE ECW was going on, it was fucking Cena versus Viscera, well, Big Daddy V in a match. And he picked him up and F5'd him. Or FU'd him.
I was about to say F5. Wait, what?
Nah, FU'd.
You mean AA?
Well, this is back when they were calling it the FU.
You know, the STFU?
That too. John Cena wins by disqualification. Yeah, we're gonna stop Kane now. He's just gonna throw the fucking stairs at him.
Yeah. I don't understand why people always get angry on there and then they attack the announce table.
Yeah, right? Like Alicia Fox.
Like Kane, man. Kane did it tonight. Fuck yeah. He ripped the cover off, grabbed the chair, start smacking the table. Right, what the fuck did that table do to you?
Let's face it, that's the only point Kane could actually beat.
As of late, yeah.
Kane's turning into fucking John and turning into Bruce Blair. Except instead of fighting a coat, he's fighting the table. Fucking King screams like a fucking chick.
Yep.
Like, why the fuck does he feel that he needs to scream every time something happens? Cena throws the fucking steel steps at Kane. He screams.
I don't know. They're always doing some crazy shit. Oh,
look, Kane sits up. Now he goes to attack the announce table. Wait, no. David Mann, first he's attacking the fucking steel steps. Now he's attacking the table.
Fucking steps. That was like last night at Payback, man. Triple H went all the way over on the other side of the ring and moved the steps for no reason.
Yeah, man, why the fuck did he do that shit for?
And then he came back. Thanks for Blaze.
Yeah, thanks for moving the steps.
Yeah, make sure they don't get in the way.
Yeah, even though they're still in the way. And they just fell over and they're just laying there.
Evolution lost twice.
Yeah.
And then Crybaby left again. No one's getting anything.
I quit.
Yeah, yeah, Bautista, the fucking cheerleader fairy will get more than you.
Hell yeah, she will.
Or that fucking, that other guy, whatever the fuck he's always spelling out, he'll probably get more than Bautista.
Ah, you must be talking about Colin Cassidy.
Yeah, that guy. What the fuck is that guy?
W, what is that? Fucking WAFT, soft.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, man. That's just something that him and the fucking Enzo Amore used to do. Enzo Amore is out of action at the moment since, you know, he's practically dead.
That they used to do? What are you talking about? That dude still does it.
Yeah, he still does it.
Or, I'm surprised, since WWE loves retarded gimmicks, why they didn't bring it Aiden English up yet.
Because nobody wants to hear him sing.
Man, WWE loves that stupid shit.
Okay, fine. I don't want to hear him sing.
You could bring him up and he could sing with Jillian. Wherever she is.
Yeah, no, please don't do that.
But instead you got some other dude over there. What's his name? Mojo. get more hype than most of the people, man.
Hell yeah, man. Man, fucking Mojo would be perfect on the main roster.
So what exactly is that dude's gimmick?
I don't know. Apparently, like, he was like a former football player. Came into WWE.
I see.
Yeah, here we go. He used to be in the NFL for fucking Green Bay Packers and the Arizona Cardinals.
And then he came to WWE? Really?
Ah, but you know he's good though, man. Fucking, you know. I mean, come on, he's better than Bautista.
Bautista actually used to be pretty good. What the fuck happened?
He lost to John Cena in a Last Man Standing match.
When the fuck was that?
When the fuck was that? A couple years ago, like, you know, like when he quit for the first time.
Is that why he quit?
Yeah, because he lost to John Cena.
I just thought it was because he was tired of John Cena on everything.
Nah, it's because he got. It's because he lost to John Cena.
Wow.
I think it was like maybe SummerSlam.
I don't know. All I remember is Bautista being in a fucking wheelchair crying, saying he quit.
Exactly. I Why the fuck did you need to be in a fucking wheelchair for? You weren't fucking handicapped.
Or I saw that other tag team that was on there, whatever, and French people.
wait, which team? Oh, the French team.
Yeah.
Yeah, another fucking un-American. Or Legionnaire, whatever the fuck you want to call him.
I don't know, I think. Has Renee always been a commentator on NXT?
They just started bringing her in for, like, certain matches.
Well, I think that really helped them out.
Hell yeah.
She was talking about Alexa Bliss, man. Like, she's like a Polly Pocket.
Oh, bud.
Can make it small jokes. I was like, wow.
Yeah, she absolutely hates fucking what's his name? Bo Dallas.
Man, who actually likes that guy?
William Regal. JBL.
JBL does not like him.
He does now that he's on Raw.
Which makes no fucking sense.
Hell nah.
You fire him from your show that you're running. Since you're the commentator on the other show, you have to like him.
Yeah. There goes Baldy.
Who's Baldy?
Oh wait, there's no horn trouble. Hornswoggle has that. Hornswoggle is the white midget version of fucking Darren Young. He came out with a fucking afro. What the fuck? And what's worse is he has a pick in his fucking hair.
No, the worst thing about that is he's gonna lose that wig. And you're going to see that they ain't even finished shaving his fucking head. I was like, really? They ain't even, clean it up for him? now he really is like a miniature Paul Heyman.
Yeah, right? There you go. They can put him as a Paul Heyman guy.
Yeah, there you go. You can have him coming out every week. My client.
Man, according to fucking Jerry T. Lawler, Hornswoggle looks like a Chia Pet.
I don't understand why Hornswoggle was always trying to do something, man. That dude can't fight or nothing.
Yeah, right.
That's why he always loses.
Fucking JBL, like, there's kids that watch this show. Go to commercial.
Here's what he's so many. He looks like Jason Voorhees. without the mask on.
Oh, man. What the fuck?
I don't know.
Oh, we lost Angel. He died.
Damn it, Angel.
He was dragged back down to hell.
But you should play Cher Lloyd killing it.
I could never do that. Big up to Cher Lloyd. There we go. Is going nuts again. And this time she actually won a match.
Yeah. Because now Nikki Bella's going to get her ass whooped every week.
Yep.
Because her sister. And smack Stephanie.
Oh, man. And our songs are in the ring clapping.
that's just a fucking terrible thing.
I don't even know.
You don't know? You don't know if it's a terrible tag team or not?
It's funny because like, you got your hear from me in the crowd fucking telling fucking, Lucha Fox that she's a loser. Like, you can literally like, you hear somebody saying, you're a loser.
Yeah. It's because she's fucking nuts.
Hell yeah. Hey, the most annoying thing that Lucha Fox says say nowadays is, hashtag winning, hashtag losing.
Good old hashtagging.
Yeah.
Man, how funny would it have been if like, the fucking, you know, the lights went on and the wife just appeared in front of fucking, Lucha Fox and Oksana?
That's what I thought was going to happen. I was like, why is this going on right now while they're out here?
They were going to attack. They were going to attack Lucha Fox and Oksana.
But I guess since Bray Wyatt wasn't there, they didn't need no entrance music.
I guess not.
Because the lights just went out and then they appeared in the ring.
Oh, man. So do you think Nikki and Jonathan are officially, you know, done, finally?
Well, they weren't really going anywhere.
That's very true.
For the fact that he didn't even really like her.
True.
So that's pretty much why John Cena is defending Daniel Bryan all the time. And they're getting married. That's who really got married, not him and Brie.
Yeah, right. Edit summary. Stop trying to get with people's fucking husbands.
What?
I don't know. I'm getting some rest trying to get with Boogie and the Usos now.
Why? What the hell was she doing?
I don't know. All I saw was I made my bed and I'm crying in it. And then it says, it's the first match of the night for Trinity's husband, John Uso, and his brother Jimmy. I'll send you this shit. It even has the token shock black guy. You know, when take the loss.
Yeah, the moment you go to a show and then you are captured on the internet forever.
And what's worse is, you're wearing a shirt that says, just say yes.
Well, then there's things like that.
<clears throat> Every motherfucker stop tagging me and shit before I stab you. Okay, Adam, Chase the Cloud is obsessed with stupid things. Fill in the blank. If I won a lottery, one of the first things I would do is... And everyone gave a stupid answer.
Well, what would you do?
And I said I'd buy some weed, a shitload of whiskey, some cigarettes, and maybe a house.
Man, you should probably go with the last thing first.
Man, it's better than what everyone else said. Yeah, people saying, like him saying, pay off my in-laws. Pay off my student loans. Pay my parents.
Well, pay off your student loans. That would be a very good thing to do.
And some chick named Jillian Fitzpatrick goes, pay off mine and my parents' debt, plus a few friends as well who helped me out. Well.
Boy, isn't that nice of you. Bitch.
Yeah. Dumbass. Fuck out of here with that bullshit. Go buy yourself a house, buy some weed, or some whiskey, some cigarettes, and you're all set. And then I'd buy every single motherfucking picture off of Liz Cat, Monica Lee, and Jessica Negri.
Yeah, Havoc wouldn't buy anything he actually needs, though.
Maybe another Taz shirt if I get a flying one.
You know, like a car.
I don't know, man. These shirts are actually pretty good. They're actually pretty cool, though, man. You might like them. You should get one of these.
Man, I don't want no Taz shirts.
Man, get like any old TNA shirt, like Abyss.
I don't want any TNA shirts. I don't even watch TNA.
We get a fucking shirt of, what's her face? Brooke Testmonker.
And what the fuck is her shirt?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't care what that bitch has. Let's go find out.
Sorry, I don't even have a shirt. Like how they had that Taylor Hendricks on there. And there was no merchandise for her, but her name was there.
Stop. They gonna figure it out. The minute I get my fucking Taz shirt, the website for TNA's store is down.
It's down. What the fuck?
Yeah.
But you got your shirt, though. You got your shirt today, though.
Yeah. I was surprised. I wasn't expecting for it to come so soon.
Well, now they gotta rebuild their website.
Yeah, right? I think everybody else, like Michael Lee. She sold a few of her pictures, and now she's rebuilding her site. But more pictures.
Crazy ass bitches out there, man. If I could charge them $20 for a picture.
All right. At least fucking Monica Lee charges like what, $10, like $15? $10, $15?
Yeah. See, that's reasonable though, man. It's just a fucking picture. When are people going to realize this?
Nah, I don't know.
Yay, I'm about to be kissing when the show's over.
Yeah, fucking waterfalls and shit.
Yeah, but this time, but I didn't piss during the entire show until now.
Well, why the hell not?
I haven't had a piss until now.
Wow, it's first time for everything.
Yeah. I think it's time I turn my laptop off.
No, don't do that.
Get my sleep on because, man, I hate food stamp day. I hate food stamp week. I'm like, it's like my fucking body's just like dying on me. Tell me, don't go to work tomorrow. Yo, probably even worse. Yeah, probably.
Well, poverty's a bitch, Havoc.
Yes, it is.
And we out.
Peace.